Chapter 26. Healy was sipping his coffee, sitting across from Jesse Stone. Jesse had his feet up on his desk. He'd finished his coffee and wasn't ready to get up for a second cup quite yet. These were men comfortable with each other, men who could sit quietly together and think. Healy said, "So the tissue and blood under the Vic's fingernails are a match for the kids."
"Uh-huh."
"That's not good for him. He forces himself on her. She defends herself, digging her nails into him, draws blood."
"That's possible. But there was another set of footprints on the porch of the Salter place."
"Size 12 men's Adidas basketball shoes," Healy said. "It's all there. Too big for the Salter kid. Didn't belong to the Vic. And the handyman, Farley, he doesn't strike me as an Adidas-wearing kind of guy. Also found a partial shoe imprint in the mud below the broken window that's a match for the porch print."
"That works against the kid killing the girl," Jesse said.
"Would seem so. And the slugs were 9mm, like we thought. Also seems that the father was telling the truth about the kid not owning firearms. I had Suit check it out." They sat in silence again.
"Well," Healy said, "if the kid didn't do it, what have we got?"
"What we've got is one definite homicide that now may be two. At the very least, we've got an abduction in addition to the homicide." Healy screwed his face up as if the coffee had turned bitter in his mouth.
"Where's the ransom note?"
"Sometimes the family gets the note and they don't call the cops. You know, don't involve the police or else. Harlan Salter IV strikes me as the kind of man who likes to handle things his way and on his own. He could barely tolerate his own lawyer."
"You think he'd risk his kid's life that way, by not involving the police? Doesn't make a lot of sense to me."
"Healy, there's nothing about this case that feels right to me. Everything feels just a little off."
"You going to put a man on the father?"
"Maybe. But it's not like I've got the resources of the LAPD at my disposal," Jesse said. "I got a 12-person department."
"You never told me about your reunion with Vic Prado. Guy could play him some second base."
Jesse thought about it for a moment before answering. He hadn't really given Vic or the reunion much thought since he'd got back to Paradise. Murdered girls trumped Julio Blanco, Vic Prado, slow-hit grounders, and late throws. Well, there was one aspect of his brief time in New York City he had given some thought to. Dee Harrington. It was hard to escape thinking of her. Jesse considered several answers to Healy's inquiry, but all he said was, "Better to leave the past where it belongs." Healy raised his eyebrows and left it at that.
"I'm out of here. Anything comes up, I'll let you know."
"Same here." Jesse waited until he was sure Healy had left the station, and then asked Molly Crane to come into his office.
"What's up, Jesse?" she said.
"Who would you trust to tail someone without getting made within the first 5 minutes?"
"Suit? Me? You?"
Jesse shook his head. "Anyone else?"
"Buddy, maybe," she said. "Gabriel."
"The new guy?"
"New to us," Molly said. "But he had a few years on the job in Boston."
"Is Gabe on shift now?"
"Yeah."
"Call him back here. I need to speak to him in person."
"Care to enlighten me?"
"I want someone to keep an eye on Harlan Salter," he said.
She frowned.
"I can do it."
"No, sorry. I need you for other things, and Salter's seen Suit."
"What's going on, Jesse? You don't think the father knows where the kid is, do you?"
"Not yet. I just have a feeling about this."
"You're going to leave us a man short based on a feeling?" she said.
"I get to do things like that because..."
"I know, Jesse, because you're the chief of police."
"You're catching on, Crane. Maybe I'll keep you around."
"Or promote me?"
He smiled at her.
"Not likely, Crane."
Molly smiled back.
"Screw you, Jesse."
Almost as soon as she closed the office door behind her, there was a knock on the pebbled glass. Molly stuck her head back into Jesse's office. He said,
"You here to curse at your chief again?"
"I wish. There are two women here to see you, Jesse. And..."
"And what?"
"And they both make your ex-wife look like the ugly girl at the school dance. I don't know what it is they all see in you."
"Would you like to find out?"
She shook her head. "I don't need a promotion that badly."
"Maybe it's my wit," he said.
"No, Jesse, I can pretty much guarantee you it's not that."
"Send them in."
And when Gabe gets here, tell him to wait, Jesse said.
When the door pulled back, Kayla Prado and Dee Harrington walked into Jesse Stone's office.